Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from the iPod to the arrival of a football legend, lots to chat about in Throwback Thursday. Kieran O'Connor, as always, from 98FM, is in with us to tell us about all of the big things. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Afternoon, indeed.
How are we doing?
Yeah, all good.
This is another, well, I suppose it's one of our cartoon favourites for maybe some of our listeners.
After all, who cares about her precious little Jumbo?
Jumbo? You mean Dumbo?
Dumbo.
The flying elephant.
Yeah, let's start with a nice one this week yeah. And go back 83 years to the first time Dumbo flew for us. October 23rd, 1941 is when Dumbo came into our lives. Jumbo Jr., or as he's now nicknamed, Dumbo, was the elephant with the big oversized ears that let him fly. And it was a really nice film that came after a massive loss for Disney, in the sense of Pinocchio didn't do too well because of the war. Tickets weren't selling. So they had to make a cheap animation. And that's what it was. It was a 64-minute long, cheap as possible produced animation. And it lost a lot of detail compared to other animations of the time. However, it's a massive, massive film. Mm. And still is to this day. There's theme parks, merch, TV shows. And Tim Burton released a live action remake as well a couple of years ago.
Wasn't it? I have to say, as a child, wasn't a fan.
Okay.
But yeah. Well, just I think there was probably more modern, recent Disney character movies.
I always liked a bit of Dumbo
there
now.
Yeah.
There
you go.
At the circus.
Who doesn't love this one? Christmas music, and it's only
it's
not even Halloween.
I'm proud that we've done that though.
I know.
Yeah, we're going back to the day that that song was written. 90 years ago this week in history, the 24th of October 1934, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, written by J. Fred Kreutz, and that there is the first recording of it by Harry Reznor.
That song first launched in 1934.
Mm. It's when it was written now. So this week in history, okay. This song was written soon after recorded by Harry Reznor and recorded by many artists. Mariah, Bruce, Michael Bublé, yeah. Frank Sinatra, and of course the Jackson 5, probably the best selling of all the Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, but the first original, what did you say, 300,000 copies of the music sold?
Of the sheet music was sold. So this is even before records were sold. People were buying the sheet music so they could play it at home.
Unbelievable. I absolutely adored this, speaking of music.
Your entire music library fits in your pocket. You can take your whole music library with you right in your pocket. Never before possible. So that's iPod.
The little iPods.
Yeah, we were introduced to the iPod this day. Back in 2001, 23 years ago, the iPod was introduced to us. There were MP3 players for many years before this. However, iPod came in.
Well, sorry, with the Discman, like the Walkman, Discman CD player.
There was also MP3 players that you could buy.
Never
SD cards and plug in.
Did you have those?
Yeah, I did. And it took a bit of time because you could only load 3 songs onto an SD card and plug it into your MP3 player. However, iPod came along. It was smaller, it was less chunky, and it was a lot more user-friendly. It has this signature click wheel and you used to connect to iTunes, and it started out with only 5 gigabytes of storage, which is nothing.
I know. When you think like my phone now probably has about 128.
Yeah, or 250 in the works.
Yeah. Did you have an iPod?
I was more a creative zen type of guy, which was kind
what
of
was
the
that again?
It was a more durable MP3 player that stored
okay,
more music.
So yeah, you were probably a real music
I was
junkie,
a bit of a muso, yeah.
I bought
yeah.
my first little iPod. It was the real skinny, remember the tiny, it was like the mini, the iPod mini, and it was the skinny little one, and it was pink, and I remember I bought it when I was on my J1 in Chicago, and I was absolutely thrilled with myself.
And I bet you had a sock. Remember the eye socks you used to be able to buy?
To
you
put
could
over
buy
it.
A sock that you used to slide it into and put
and
it in
And then
your
I
pocket.
Progressed and got the bigger white one. I think that's what introduced me to the Apple iPhone then, was just from getting used to using the iPod. Yes. Absolutely, absolutely adored it. This was a big fan, I think, of yours.
I'll be back.
It's as simple as, you know exactly what we're
love.
Talking about. 40 years are going back when the Terminator first joined us on Earth. 1984, the 26th of October, the movie written by James Cameron and starring, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger there as the Terminator. The cyborg from the year 2029, which isn't too far away, who had to go back to 1984 to kill a woman who would one day be the mother of a son who would become the saviour against machine. A massive film, so much so there's video games, novels, comic books, the works.
Listeners just sent us in a photograph that they still have their iPod and they've connected up in their truck still to this day. Amazing. Yeah, somebody driving the car sent that in for us. Thanks a million for that. Yeah, just on the Terminator, I heard an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger a couple of years ago, and like now obviously he's entered the world, the political world, but he was talking about the fact that the "I'll be back" quote is something that stays with him. Like when people see him, you know, when he meets randomers, strangers, people constantly, like, that is the joke that people quote back to him all the time.
I say they roar at him as he's walking down the street.
Like, imagine.
I'd do the same if I was in Hollywood and saw him.
Now, from sport, or action, I should say, to sport, Pele.
Yeah, we're going back 84 years to when Pele was born. Edison Eranson do Nascimento is his real name, not Pele. One of the best and well-known, regarded as the greatest player in the history of football. A very popular figure of the 20th century who started on the Brazilian national team at the age of 16. So young, went on to win 3 FIFA World Cups with Brazil. And the youngest player to ever win a World Cup at the age of 17 was Pele.
And 84 years ago.
84 years is when he was born. This week, 1940.
Speaking of this week, this was the number one tune here in Ireland. Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
Nice song.
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah, I like the song. Maybe 2010 or 2011.
Bang on, 2010 was the year. It was released July 2010 and became the biggest selling digital single of the year.
Yeah, it was a real college kind of a tune. Or just it was. No, it wasn't college tune. So it would have been after college then it was out. If memories kind of associate that song with Sligo when I was living there. But anyway, yeah, 2010. This was the number one tune in the UK. Yeah, Spice Girls. They were sort of the 1997-98 era, but I think this one might be a little bit later than that. Is it like
97? You should have just went with it.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
27 years, Spice Girls, Spice
Is that
Up Your
song,
Life.
27
yeah,
years. Jeez.
Massive song. They also recorded it while filming Spice World. You may remember that film.
Yeah, that was a great little movie. Actually, what I see loads of videos in that, of that little clips on TikTok now all of the time from Victoria Beckham. Some of her brilliant quotes. Very funny, actually. And this was the number one tune in the US in this week. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you. If I could sing, I'd love to be able to sing like Whitney Houston.
I think we all think we can sing like Whitney in the shower, but yeah, if only.
Saving All My Love for You, Whitney Houston. It must be early 90s. Is it like 90? I'm guessing now, totally 90. 82 maybe?
85. Oh, 39 years, so slightly off. But you did all right with the other two.
Yeah, that'll do me for this week. Shane in Carrigtwohill in Cork, by the way, also says he still has his creative zen as well.
Wow.
So you're not alone.
See, I wasn't alone. The bricks of MP3 players that they're doing.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM as always. Thanks for taking us on a little trip down memory lane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.